You're with SBS Radio.
Hawak sa gobyerno ng New South Wales na nagdala kay Gladys Berejiklian bilang unang nahalal na babaeng premier. Dahil sa nagpapatuloy na pagbilang ng mga boto, ang koalisyon ay mukhang nanalo na ng 46 na pwesto mula sa kailangang 47 upang maibalik bilang minoridad na gobyerno. Kung kukulangin, nakasiguro na si Ginang Berejiklian. Pakinggan natin ang ulat ni Samantha Benyak Brooks na isinali namin sa ating wika. Ni Gladys Berejiklian, ang koalisyon ay babalik sa kapangyarihan sa New South Wales. Mamumunos ang pagkakataon nitong nakalipas na 50 taon. Sinabi niya sa mga tagasunod ng partido na ipinagmamalaki niya ang mga liberal at nasyonal na nabigyan ng panibagong 4 taon upang mamuno.
One of the deepest privileges of my job is to visit the great people across this. One of the deepest privileges of my job is to visit the great people across this great state, every corner of this state, and we will continue to govern for all of us, for all of you. Every corner of this state. And we will continue to govern for all of us, for all of you.
Samantala, ang leader ng oposisyon, Michael Daly, ay bumaba sa podium ilang minuto bago mag-ikasampu ng gabi noong Sabado upang kumpirmahin na natalo na ang kanyang partido. Upang magbigay ng karagdagang asim sa gabi, natalo din siya sa malaking paglipat ng boto laban sa kanya sa kanyang pwesto sa Maroubra.
I became the leader of the Labor Party 134 days ago. I had a short time to do what I needed to do. I thought that would be enough time to get across the state, and certainly we've done about 10,000 kilometres or more in our big red bus, but it just wasn't long enough. But I can tell you that it is my intention to remain the leader of the party.
10%. Sa kabila nito, sinabi ni Ginoong Daly na wala siyang intensyong sumuko.
Although the result is unclear in final terms tonight, our role is not unclear. From opposition, we will continue to make it a contest of ideas. We will continue to look for the loftier things in public life, and to hold this government to account. The party 134 days ago. I had a short time to do what I needed to do. I thought that would be enough time to get across the state, and certainly we've done about 10,000 kilometres or more in our big red bus, but it just wasn't long enough. But I can tell you that it...
The Liberal government's created a strong economy that delivered the essential services that Australians rely on. South Wales are rightly back tonight. And in 2 months from now, we'll be back here celebrating another Liberal National Government return to office for the same reasons.
Intention to remain the leader of the party.
Itinagdag niyang tumitingin siya sa nagpapatuloy na paligsahan.
It's not a knife edge. Gladys has romped home. And I think that's a sobering message back to Mr. Shorten. Do not count your chickens before they've hatched.
Naiyaharap niya sa gobyerno.
Although the result is unclear in final terms tonight, our role is not unclear. From opposition, we will continue to make it a contest of ideas. We will continue to look for the loftier things in public life and to hold this government to account.
Ang panalo ay nakita bilang isang moral booster para sa koalisyong federal na kung saan sinasabi ni Punong Minister Scott Morrison.
Regional Australia, regional New South Wales is a vast place. There's a diversity of issues right across the regions, and we've had a pretty tough time in the drought hit areas of New South Wales, and as a consequence people are certainly hurting in those areas, and we've suffered an electoral result from that. But more broadly, I think across rural and regional Australia, people are appreciating the fact the Nationals are delivering for their communities.
Sydney, upang ipagdiwang ang 20 panahon ng kampanya federal.
Australians rely on. And that is what the good people of New South Wales have rightly backed tonight. And in 2 months from now, we'll be back here celebrating another Liberal National Government return to office.
Sinabi naman sa 7 Network ng dati leader ng National Barnaby Joyce na dapat mabahala ang leader ng oposisyon Bill Shorten.
It's not a knife edge. Gladys has romped home. And I think that's a sobering message back to Mr. Shorten. Do not count your chickens before they've hatched.
Hindi naging maganda ang resulta para sa nasyonal na natalo sa ilang pwestong regional.
Ang shooters couldn't speak English to rise up to be the first elected woman Premier of New South Wales, I think is a fantastic thing. I think they provide inspiration to many young girls around the state.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.
sbs.com.au